You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. Donald Trump and Xi Jinping meet in South Korea in high-stakes trade talks. Environment Minister hits out at the Coalition and the Greens over objections to environmental reforms. And in football, Crystal Palace beat Liverpool 3-0 in the League Cup. First up, let's head to international news. And US President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have met in South Korea. The meeting is an opportunity for the leaders of the world's two largest economies to stabilize relations after months of turmoil over trade issues. President Trump offered a warm welcome to President Xi as talks began in the port city of Busan.
It's a great honor to be with a friend of mine, really for a long time now, if you think about it. The very, very distinguished and respected president of China. President Xi is a great leader of a great country, and I think we're going to have a fantastic relationship for a long period of time. And it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much.
President Xi said via a translator that trade tensions are understandable but must be resolved.
Given our different national conditions, we do not always see eye to eye with each other. And it is normal for the two leading economies of the world to have frictions now and then.
The two have departed the meeting with further announcements still to come. And the US president has ordered his military to immediately resume testing nuclear weapons for the first time in 33 years, minutes before his meeting with President Xi Jinping. Donald Trump made the surprise announcement on social media, instructing the Pentagon to test the US nuclear arsenal on what he calls an equal basis with other nuclear powers. In his Truth Social post, he has said the process will begin immediately because of other countries' testing programs. Mr. Trump's decision follows an expansion by China of its nuclear stockpile in recent years and comes just after Russia announced what it called a successful test of nuclear-powered, a nuclear-capable cruise missile, as well as a nuclear-powered torpedo. In Australian news, the Environment Minister Murray Watt has hit out at the Coalition and the Greens over their objections to the government's proposed environmental reforms. The federal government has tabled its long-awaited overhaul of Australia's national environment laws, allowing the first full view of the 1,500-page bill. The Greens say the laws don't do enough to protect threatened species and reduce carbon emissions, while the Coalition says business is being put at risk by provisions outlining unacceptable impacts on the environment. At the National Press Club today, the Environment Minister has said the parties must put aside their differences or risk losing a unique opportunity.
We've got one shot at this. We've got a once-in-a-generation chance to deliver reforms that see our environment and business gain, just like Professor Samuel recommended 5 years ago today. Now, there is, of course, an alternative to passing these laws: doing nothing. And that's what will happen if the Coalition and the Greens continue their roles as the blockers and spoilers of Australian politics.
In other Australian news, the impact of domestic, family and sexual violence is set to be examined in Parliament after a damning report suggested the number of women being killed by intimate partners continues to rise. Social Services Minister Tanya Plibersek has announced a parliamentary inquiry into suicide stemming from domestic violence following the tabling of the Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence Commission 2025 report. The report has been published 3 years into the Albanese government's 10-year plan to end violence against women and children. Ms. Plibersek, whose own daughter is a victim survivor of an abusive relationship, says the tragically common story of gender-based violence can't be the norm for the next generation. And listeners looking for support can call 1800 RESPECT. That's 1800 737 732. To sport, and in football news, Crystal Palace have beaten Liverpool 3-0 in the League Cup, punishing the English champions who chose to field a weakened team for the match. Ismaïl Assar scored two first-half goals at Anfield, and Jeremy Pino added a third for Palace, consigning Liverpool to a sixth defeat in their past seven games in all competitions. Crystal Palace will now be advancing to the quarterfinals with Premier League leaders Arsenal, Manchester City, Newcastle and Chelsea. Palace coach Oliver Glasner says he was disappointed with aspects of his side's performance, but says it's a big night for the club.
I'm not pleased with the first 15 minutes. I told the players, looked like we are still in the hotel beds. But then, yes, we did much better. We controlled the game, scored very nice goals in the first half. But on the other side, I think we could have decided the game earlier, but overall, of course, when you win 3-0 at Anfield, it's a very good night for us. It's a very positive night, and qualifying for the quarterfinalists is, of course, it's what we wanted.
Listen to our podcasts. They include SBS News In Depth and On The Money. Until next time, I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.